With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
But we have to go to Houston and win one.
Robert Kraft, the Patriots owner, has ended his silence. We had a lot of fun with this. The sex bust, the rub and tugs he was getting at the massage parlor in Florida. He's been silent on the matter. It was reported last week that apparently he can admit he's guilty and he can get it off of his record. He was said to probably be fighting this most likely, which really didn't surprise me. But over the weekend, he ended his silence and he released a statement. And I think this statement is very, very telling.
Yeah, it is.
As to what exactly is on the video that hasn't been released of Robert Kraft getting the rub and tugs in the massage parlor. Before I tell you what exactly he's telling us, go ahead and read the statement for us in your creepiest old man way of doing things, J-Lo.
I'm not creepy. I didn't say I wasn't old.
Hear that music? Hear that massage music? We're going to do it over some massage.
All right, I got
music.
A couple of thoughts on this, too. This is Robert Kraft, quote, "In deference to the judicial process, I have remained silent these past several weeks. To correct some of the misinformation surrounding this matter, my attorney made his first public comments on Friday night. I would like to use this opportunity to say something that I have wanted to say for 4 weeks. I am truly sorry. I know I have hurt and disappointed my family, my close friends, my coworkers, our fans, and many others who rightfully hold me to a higher standard. Throughout my life, I've always tried to do the right thing. The last thing I would ever want to do is disrespect another human being. I have extraordinary respect for women. My morals and my soul were shaped by the most wonderful woman, the love of my life, who I was blessed to have as my partner for 50 years. As I move forward, I hope to continue to use this platform with which I have been blessed and help others and try to keep and make a difference. I expect to be judged not by my words, but by my actions. And through these actions, I hope to regain your confidence and respect."
That's the statement from Patriots owner Robert Kraft amidst the reports of him getting a couple rub and tugs at the massage parlor in Florida. You want me to translate that for you?
Yeah. What does this tell you? And then I'll tell you if what it tells me is any different.
Basically, what he's saying is whatever is on this video makes him look like a total old creepy slime ball. And there is no debating whether or not he knew that he was paying for the rub and tug. 100%, that right there confirms that this video, which I'm very excited to watch, and I'm even more excited to watch now, is going to be so bad that it's going to make him look like the creepy old man that we know he is.
Let me stop you there, and before you give me what else it might tell you, because mine is exactly that with a little twist. I think he's, or his attorneys, have seen the video that the law enforcement has.
100%.
They've seen him. They know how clear it is. They know that there's no doubt that it's Robert Kraft handing money to a prostitute.
No, I bet you he's saying some creepy stuff.
Saying everything. They've seen everything.
Yes.
Now, right there, because think about that statement. He basically said, "Yeah, I did it. Forgive me."
Because I can assure you, I can 100% promise you that if that video, if you couldn't tell based on that video that Robert Kraft was purchasing extra services, he's not releasing that statement. Mm-hmm. This is him being proactive. And we were talking about the definition of pornography earlier,
right?
Which, by the way, you say that you can't define. I say that you can. If that video were just him getting the service and you couldn't tell, if that were him just getting whatever he got,
mm-hmm,
he wouldn't do that. He basically hype this up. If anything, this has me more excited to watch this video.
I think,
and I'm disgusted with myself that I'm admitting
look,
that.
Look, I know he's got some high priced attorneys, you know, surrounding him. So you take what I'm going to say with a grain of salt, but I think he's playing this wrong, man. I really do. Had he just taken that deal? Now maybe his attorneys advised him to take that deal, and he said no. Had he just taken that deal and admitted that he did it, but there's no charges? I mean, don't you think it would have gone away a lot quicker? And especially if the video stays.
No, I think the video is coming out.
See, but would it have been would it have stood a less chance of coming out?
Why does Robert Kraft?
He just ended it right there.
But why does Robert Kraft care if this is on his record or not? Like, he's already been publicly shamed.
I mean,
like,
obviously,
what does it matter?
He's humiliated.
Yeah, but he's humiliated regardless. Like, it's not like if he would have taken that deal. Like, Robert Kraft, he's not going to apply for a job to where this is on his record and he's going to have to speak for it. He's a billionaire. So the only thing that he can do now is fight this. But I don't even know if he's going to fight it based on that statement, because it was very random. But this video, I'm just telling you, the internet is going to go very, very nuts with this video. And he basically told me as much. As far as his football team is concerned, though, the biggest news yesterday, Rob Gronkowski is going to retire at the age of 29. You and I spoke about this, and at one point you thought Gronk's retirement would be a bad thing for the Texans, because it would have meant that the Patriots would have tried to get Antonio Brown or Odell Beckham. But given the fact that Odell and Antonio have already signed, this is great news for the Texans and the rest of the AFC.
I think it is, because how about Jared Cook? You know, Jared Cook was on the market, and the Patriots could have easily, would have probably gotten him. Well, maybe not, because he went to the Saints, but would have stood a really good chance of getting him at that position, you know, much less Antonio Brown or anybody else.
And I don't think he's officially signed yet, so maybe they could give him a call and have him come in. But if I'm Jared Cook, I would rather be on the Saints than the Patriots, just because I don't know. I don't know if I want to fill Gronk's shoes. You know, I don't know if I want to be the guy to come in, and I'm not going to be surprised if Gronk comes back next season. And Drew Rosenhaus said as much this morning on Get Up, that if Tom Brady called Gronk or something, he could see him playing a couple games. But as far as the AFC, I mean, he helps the run game, he helps the offensive line. We already know what he can do as a receiver. We saw him have over 100 yards for the Texans. This makes Kansas City, to me, assuming that Tyreek Hill doesn't get in trouble, this makes Kansas City by far the favorite in the AFC. And the only thing that really keeps the Patriots there is, in the conversation, is the fact that their division's so bad, and they even have a team in Miami that's basically tanking. But the Kansas City Chiefs are by far now the number one team in the AFC.
Let me ask you something, and I'm not saying this as a statement, because I think it's an argument can be made. I'll put it that way. When you talk about the greatest football players in NFL history, like just football players, we all know Jerry Rice, we all know Jim Brown, we all know Tom Brady, we all know Joe Montana. Given what he does as a blocker, as a receiver, his value, his numbers, you know, per game, which are like off the charts, could you say that Gronkowski is one of the best players in NFL history, like top six, top eight?
I think when he was at his best, when Gronk was playing tight end at his best, he was better than anyone to ever do it, and probably better than anyone at their position. I don't think anyone's even in the discussion when we're talking about Gronk at his best. Now, longevity comes into the conversation, and a lot of people are talking about Tony Gonzalez. But when Gronk and Tony Gonzalez and Shannon Sharp and all these other guys that get mentioned were at their best, Gronkowski was head and shoulders above them. Like Jerry Rice, you could say when he was at his best, Randy Moss was just as
Jerry Rice was pretty much always at his best,
and he did it for a long time, which is commendable. But as far as him being at his best, there are other guys in the discussion about playing the wide receiver position as good.
Just
as he
impact
did.
Players.
Gronk is the best player at his position that I've ever seen.
And I'm saying football player, because you can talk about the tight ends that have had more. Longer careers, more touchdowns, and more yards than him. There's been a couple, you know, that have had longer careers and more yards and more touchdowns. But in terms of, like, just everything, they weren't blockers like him, and receivers and threats, and you have to game plan for Gronkowski. You know what I mean? And touchdown machines and yards per catch. I think he's got the highest yards per catch in NFL since 1992. Right above Julio Jones and Michael Irvin. That's incredible. So I'm talking about not just as a pass-catching tight end, which is how a lot of people define tight end greatness, and he's in the top three like that no matter what. But I'm talking about just a football player, because his blocking, he never stepped off the field. He never had to step off the field. And he was a dominant blocker.
Unless he was hurt.
That's what I'm saying. And his receiving is up there too. I think he's up there. I'm not saying Jim Brown, Jerry Rice, but he's in shouting distance in terms of just a football player.
Yeah, and this is the other thing that's going to be interesting to watch. Just from my X's and O's standpoint, when we're talking about the Texans, the Patriots, for the third straight year, will have a new starting left tackle. And I think we automatically assume that, you know, Tom Brady makes all his offensive linemen better. They have one of the best offensive line coaches of all time. I think Gronk has a lot to do with Tom Brady being protected, too, because there's a lot of times
absolutely.
When you watch him where he's lined up by the tackle or he's actually blocking defensive ends one-on-one. I think when it comes to protecting Tom Brady, I'm not sure that Gronkowski gets enough credit for it. And this could be, you know, for the Patriots' ability to win no matter what with the offensive linemen, I think that's where they're going to miss Rob Gronkowski the most is what he brings to protecting Tom Brady, arguably the greatest quarterback of all
time. What have we been talking about with Darren Fells, the Texans signing? You know, that's right out of the Patriots' playbook. Get a tight end that can block when your offensive line is weak. Well, no one's done it better than that's kind of that goes back to my point about just football player.
Landry Locker, John Lopez, it is In the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Astros are 3 days away from opening day. I can't believe I'm saying that. We heard Carlos Correa's video last week.
Oh my God!
Can't believe I even called for that, Figgy.
Our love story.
Oh no.
Stop it, Figgy.
Alex Bregman put out a video too. And it's gonna
Was it a love story?
It's gonna make you teary eyed. It was a love story, but not the kind of love story that his 24-year-old counterpart put out. We'll hear Alex Bregman's video next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.